Hello, everybody. Welcome to Undiscovered Worlds. I am Ryan. Over there is Maria. And today's video is going to be all about ghosts and spirits. I'm getting in the mood for Halloween, so I thought this would be a nice video to kick it off. We've got a Halloween video coming also, but this is like the pre-Halloween video, so we can get in some ghosts and ghouls and some fun stuff like that. Mar, do you want to kick us off or tell us some of your experiences searching? For you guys that don't know, first time to the show, basically we pick a topic, we scour the internet for all the fun facts that we can find, or the fun things that we can find, about that given topic, today being ghosts, and then we put them on a list and we come here to share them with you guys and with each other, because we don't always look in the same places, and a lot of times I get to learn a lot from Maria and the stuff that she picked, and vice versa. So Mar, thoughts? Facts.
Thoughts.
Experiences.
So I actually learned that ghosts can actually make friends. This is what people say again. Apparently, ghosts can make friends with other ghosts from different eras. And they actually have a very good sense of humor. This is from somebody who
okay.
They actually have a good sense of humor, and they do enjoy listening to their humans laugh. These are the good, you know, they're friendly ghosts.
Okay.
And they can actually become so attached to the families that they will be very protective towards them. So if they feel there is something dangerous coming their way, a fun ghost will actually take care of you. So they almost become like your guardian.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Like, okay, who came up with that research?
That is a fantastic way to start things off here. All right, I'm going to start things off on my end talking about Abraham Lincoln, who apparently is haunting the White House. I did not know this. But, and this isn't like just a little tale. Like, prominent people, Winston Churchill, Theodore Roosevelt, Ronald Reagan's daughter, have all claimed to see him in the White House. But the being that I trust the most in all of these eyewitness accounts is Ronald Reagan's King Charles Spaniel, Rex, actually disliked the Lincoln bedroom so much in the White House. And he would basically sit outside and refuse to enter it. And he would stand outside of the room barking in the doorway. And so we all have kind of wondered, when our dogs stare off into nowhere, what are they looking at or responding to? And there's a lot of people that believe that animals and pets and dogs and cats actually can see spirits. And if you've been part of this show, part of this channel over the last 4 or 5 years, obviously you recognize Maria's voice. That's the one that's been narrating all these fun videos for us. But we have a video about animals and ghosts that we did a couple years ago. So if you're interested in that, you can check that out. But what do you got, Mar?
Well, actually, a way that throughout many cultures there have been stories of ghosts. And so they say if you're walking around in a particular area and you see in the branches of the trees, you see soda cans, like soda bottles, actually, not cans, but bottles of soda. They're designed to actually capture the evil spirits and keep them away from a house.
Interesting.
So next time you walk around and you see a house with soda glasses around, and actually they do sell them as wind chimes.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think
now we know why.
I think that's exactly what they need in Japan, because in Japan they have so many ghost houses that they basically almost give them away for like low to no cost, because it's a very superstitious culture. So it's just so like nobody wants those houses that basically they just kind of give them away. But might still be better than the Malawi president. I am not going to try to pronounce. Okay, I'm going to try to pronounce his name. Bingu wa Mutharika. He vacated his house. Yes, his 300-bedroom house. We'll just call it a mansion. In 2005, because he believed it was haunted. So maybe he could have saved himself some time and just got some empty Coke containers and saved himself a move, but he didn't.
Wow, that can actually be turned into a hotel, gigantic hotel, 300 bedrooms.
Yes.
That could be a gigantic hotel, and it would be a sell if you actually sell it as a ghost hotel. There are actually many tours around the world that do that. If you go to San Antonio, they have ghost tours, and they will take you through different hotels and talk to you about the story of these different ghosts that live and haunt the hotels. So they actually could, if they were more open to it, this is my marketing strategy for you guys. It's 2005, so I don't know what they already did with that.
It's probably just sitting there. That's kind of how these things work sometimes, because it's owned by the ruler of the country and he doesn't want to live in it. So it's not like squatters are going to come hang out and get to stay. So I'm guessing it's just kind of sitting there. But thank you for the extra. That was good, everybody. I hope you're so you guys not only came here for facts, but you came here for like some marketing strategy and some business ideas possibly and some other fun stuff like that. Hashtag not financial advice. We are not accredited financial
Ghostly
advisors.
advice.
Yes.
So the word hurricane that we know actually comes from the Taino Indians that are, they're usually in Puerto Rico, the Taino Indians, and the indigenous people in the Caribbean, actually. So the word hurricane, which destroys everything on its path, it means actually evil spirit of the wind. Every time you say there is a hurricane, you're actually saying that's an evil spirit of the wind. Which makes a lot of sense because Puerto Rico gets plowed pretty much every time.
Unfortunately for them, and even recently, yes, unfortunately. So since we're gonna do different countries and funny words, Maria, if I were to tell you in Afrikaans, which would be South Africa, that they have something that translates to ghost breath, what would you imagine this thing was?
In Afrikaans. So now I'm going to have to figure out a language.
It's spokasm. Spokasm translates to ghost breath, and it is the word for a particular children's confection.
Children's con a candy.
Yes.
A particular, like in the United States, there's something that is called Spokane.
Nope. The word ghost breath spoke spokesm is ghost breath, and ghost breath actually is the word for candy floss, which to me means cotton candy. I'm pretty sure candy floss would be cotton candy. So
Okay.
eat your cotton candy next time, everybody. You're eating ghost breath.
That is awesome in a horrible way. So they said that the reports of ghosts have been through history, and it's not just like the Europeans, but throughout the entire, and even if you exclude biblical times, they have been through history over and over. And according to the, again, the experts on ghost encounters, they do say that ghost actually, which contradicts the first, like ghosts can be friendly and make friends. Some of them actually can exist in such a state of confusion if they don't know what happened to them.
It can be
So
both. Yeah.
exactly. So if they don't know what happened to them, why you cannot see them, why you cannot hear them. And once they kind of establish, okay, I'm a ghost, this is what's going to happen, then they may become friends. They make friends.
All right. So in the bear facts video that we did a little while back on Wild Chats, you had talked about the ghost bear. There's actually what is it? It's a black bear, right? That is all
Spirit
white.
bear.
Spirit bear.
That's
So
the white one from the,
this is
it's
a
a black bear that turned white.
So this is a ghost and spirits video. So I'm just referencing that one. I want to do a little callback to that guy. But there's actually real ghost bears. And they believe that there is actually a ghost of a bear haunting Rochester Cathedral and the Tower of London. You can find actual ghost animals.
Didn't in the there's actually a cat that haunts the White House too.
Yes, there's a lot of animal. Again, guys, if you want to, we have animal ghost video here. We'll let them check that out. How about that? We'll go on with new fun facts.
Perfect. And especially because these are more focused on humans and history and fun things about it.
We'll spend too much time on animal stuff. That'll be over on the other place.
Good point. So I have that Thomas Edison, he thought that we were actually inhabited by swarms of millions of ghosts that once we transition, we'll try to then move on and inhabit somewhere else and create new life. We are a bunch of, almost like all our cells basically go out in space and we'll seek or inhabit other life forms or create new life. He actually tried to contact those spirits. So it's scientists too. This is not like somebody just meditated on a Ouija board. Scientists too are trying to understand the effects of these unseen realms.
Okay, so I'm going to add on to that one then. He also attempted to create ghost hunting equipment. And unfortunately, his assistant tried some of this equipment and let's just say he didn't survive.
He transitioned.
I don't know if it was faulty equipment or exactly what the equipment was trying to do or if there was some beam. I don't know what the equipment was, but basically he was like, oh, I want to make this equipment. Hey, assistant guy, try this first, please. And it didn't work out well. Let's see. Did you know that?
Prize of science and yes. Knowledge.
Yes. I'm gonna tie them together a little bit because we're actually about to start getting into the Christmas season also. But did you know that it was actually a tradition to tell scary ghost stories on Christmas Eve? And it kind of just started dying out over the last century. So, but up until the early 1900s, it was still tradition to gather around on Christmas Eve and tell scary ghost stories.
Love it.
Yeah.
And then St. Nick had a scary, scary friend who will go with him, but they canceled that one too.
Oh, are you talking about Krampus or are you just scared of reindeer? Which way are you going with this?
Yeah, that guy can fly. Something is wrong. The Krampus.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So the belief was so strong about ghosts, like people were so afraid of them, that in England they will import mummified cats. Not to put them as decorations. They didn't have unwrapping parties of mummies like they used to do. They actually will literally place them within the walls of the home so that it will protect against evils. Like it will protect against evil spirits.
Interesting. It is funny. Yeah, sometimes they're evil. Sometimes they're friendly. Sometimes they're just around. In the Solomon Islands, they actually believed that when people died, their ghosts inhabited bodies of sharks. So the ghosts don't always go off and inhabit other people. Sometimes they inhabit animals.
So Thomas Edison was right. All the millions of little things will go on and inhabit other species.
Possibly.
So there was a... something really bizarre that I read. There is something called the National Church of Bay. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
National Church of Bay. And it's a religion that is called Bayism. And they believe that Beyonce, it's a God who walks among us and will transcend back into the spirit world once she leaves the earth. Once her work here on Earth is complete.
Do you have the contact information for that? Or I don't know why.
If you type Bayism,
I would really like to know how to get in touch with them. Maybe they got a Facebook group or something I can join. Okay, back to the...
Okay. I wonder who comes up with these things.
I don't know. But since we're talking about... Well, some people may not consider Maria's last fact a story. I'm going to classify it as a story. And with stories, this is ever so slightly dark. I debated putting it on the after show, guys. After every episode, we do an after show on like a backstage show with some facts that we didn't necessarily think were appropriate here. This is borderline, but as we know, Disney likes to take their stories from previous stories. And usually the previous stories haven't been Disneyfied yet. So they're a little bit darker than the version that we get for our kids.
Like the, even their original, like the first few Disney movies were intense.
So the original version of Pinocchio, Pinocchio actually squishes the cricket to get it to shut up. It's his conscience and it chirps. So between just annoying conscience and chirping, I guess that makes sense. And then the basically the cricket comes back as a ghost and keeps nagging him as a ghost. So
that's what you get. That is awesome. I love that. That was hilarious. So there is a going with Disney, since this just fell perfectly with my list here. In central Turkey, there's actually a ghost town. It's not necessarily a ghost story, but this is a big town that has about almost 600 castles that look like Disney.
Yes.
Disney castles. And they ended up being abandoned. They stopped construction because the company went bankrupt. And that's because even though Disney castles are spectacular, nobody wanted to live in them.
Yeah, they set out to build so many of them too, and then the economy collapsed. I actually remember that from back in the day when I was doing real estate. It had nothing to do with this stuff, but the economy tanked in Turkey, and basically they had sold a bunch of them, but they couldn't continue to construct them when the economy tanked, and then some people backed out and material costs went up. But there's photos of it, and yeah, I wouldn't have wanted to live there because they all look the same. Yeah,
exactly.
They're castles. But there was like 500 of them, or there would have been
almost 583, almost 600 castles.
Yeah. And they didn't get that far with all of them. But the photo that you see the stock when someone writes an article about this is creepy. And there's probably like 40 in the photo. They all look exactly the same. What rich person would want a house that's exactly the same as the guy next to him? Like, that's why you have money, is to kind of make things unique and ornate. So I think even the marketing plan on that one, they definitely could have used some more of your marketing suggestions, Maria, because they definitely failed on that end.
They didn't call me.
They didn't call you. Okay, let's see.
It's their fault.
I thought this was interesting. A lot of people have heard that the original script for Ghostbusters was called Ghost Smashers. I think a lot of that's out there a little bit. A lot of people know it. But what I didn't know is the original script that Dan Aykroyd wrote was actually set in the future, and where ghosts ran rampant, and there wasn't like one squad of Ghostbusters. Basically, everyday people were Ghostbusters. There was so many ghosts around that like the policeman had a trap in the back of his car, firemen had traps. Like, it was just like, oh, I got a spare tire, a tire iron, and a ghost trap in the back of my car, because they were just that prevalent over society in the future when it was supposed to have taken place. I thought that was
I'm glad they didn't do that version, because this version was way more fun.
It was fun, but I think that would still be an interesting version to do, where ghosts are rampant, people are aware of them, and they just like casually have these things in their car. Like, you're having like, you could have that awkward first date moment where like a ghost tries to crash in and you just like hit it with your foot and it sucks them in there, and you just keep going with your conversation. Like, it could be
Your date is a human and ends up being a ghost. That would have been fun.
There could be a lot of, I think you could do some fun stuff with that, but that's just the way my mind works.
So what do you think blue has to do with ghosts? Like, in your mind, just imagine, what does blue have to do with ghosts?
Okay, so first I have to remember, so the movie Old School with Will Ferrell, where they join the fraternity, the really old guy that tried to join the fraternity was named Blue, like my boy Blue. So this guy was so old, I'm sure he turned into a ghost within like 10 years of joining the fraternity. So I'm going to go, yes, Blue was so old, he eventually turned into a ghost. Final answer.
Love it. Love your enthusiasm. So, Nathan.
No, I wasn't right. I totally thought I had that one.
Well, I wasn't very specific about if Blue was a color or Blue was a name. So
exactly.
You could also have gone with Blue from Jurassic Park.
Yes, or I could have gone with Blue because that's the name of the microphone that's standing in front of you right now.
You're right.
That's a Yeti Blue. So you got to be more
ghostly specific. Voice. Anyway, Native Indians, they used to paint their doors blue because that actually kept spirits out. Now, other people will actually paint the ceiling of the entrance or the verandas blue. So if you ever go to Michigan and you go to Mackinac Island, that Grand Hotel, absolutely beautiful place. The Grand Hotel is blue, like everything that you look up that is outside is blue. And that's to distract the ghosts from entering.
Interesting.
But blue then also became associated with preventing children from being possessed by evil spirits.
Okay.
So they started dressing them blue because that's the color of the sky, and therefore heavenly spirits will only possess the children.
Gotcha. Okay. Do you have any more fun ones you'd like to share, Mar, before we move on over to the quizzes?
Yes, ghost marriages.
Ghost marriages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
3,000-year-old Chinese tradition called ghost marriages. So if somebody passed away who was single and somebody else passed away who was single, they can actually have them married. So they will, like, this sounds pretty weird, but somebody will be like, hey, can I buy this corpse? Like corpse bride, so that they could actually have a happy life and the afterlife. So that's why they did it. It was to help them have a happier life together with someone in the afterlife.
So I thought arranged marriages were bad. Now you're still getting hooked up by your parents, guys, if you pass away early. So,
or your children are connecting you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. all right, we are gonna basically, guys, this is the part of the show where we kind of do a little quiz back and forth. I ask Maria a couple questions, she'll ask me a couple. We're gonna pause a little bit. It's kind of Jeopardy style. So while we're trying to work out the answer, you guys can try to answer it for yourselves. And we're gonna give a few clues as we go along if the other person needs it. The other rule is if the person knows the answer immediately, because sometimes we do the same research and end up with the same information, they will pause, because really these quizzes are more about you guys having fun, yelling at the screen if you know the answer, telling us we're idiots if we don't know the answer, you know, all that fun stuff you do during Family
Feud. We won't be heard.
Jeopardy, exactly. So, Mar, how many questions do you have, if any? You have one. All right, I'm going to start, because I've got possibly three. Let's see. How's your Shakespeare, Mar? Are you a Shakespeare buff? Do you know a lot about Shakespeare?
Not much. To be or not to be, that is the question.
Okay, well, to answer correctly or not to answer correctly, that will be the answer, let's say.
That will be the question.
Ghosts appear in four of Shakespeare's plays. Can you name them?
Hamlet. Is not the summer, not Summer's Dream. Oh, nope, I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So not Romeo and Juliet, but did they appear?
No, they have to appear. That is the catch. He talks about ghosts in a lot of his stuff, but they have to actually appear. If this was a stage show, they would be there.
Okay.
So no.
So not Romeo and Juliet, but Midsummer Dreams also no.
Okay,
go for it.
Okay. So you did have Hamlet, of course. And the other three that you didn't get to were Julius Caesar, Richard III, and Macbeth.
I should have known at least Macbeth.
That's the one that I'm like, Hamlet and Macbeth, I think, are the two that most people out there probably got. The other two, you'd probably have to really know your Shakespeare to get to. You want to ask me yours? You want me to ask you one of my other ones?
Yours are horrible. Just go for it. Let's do this. Put me out of my misery.
Okay, all right. According to paranormal experts, at what age is your peak ability to see ghosts?
Before the age of four.
Remember that part of the rule of the show, Maria, where we pause a little bit to give the audience an opportunity to possibly think of the answer for themselves?
I just said something. I have no idea.
You're wrong. You're wrong anyway. But you've got the right concept. Basically, I think a lot of people know that, like, animals, people believe that animals and children are more in tune to being able to see spirits because we don't have that social convention of no, they don't exist. No, you're seeing things. You're more open to the world at those ages. You're a little more innocent. But then we'll put it this way, Moran, knowing that you're not correct, would you believe that the answer is less than four or more than four?
Then I will say more than four. If that's the case, then I'll go with 10. Okay. Because what I was inferring is other studies have or other people have said that children will remember their past lives until the age of about four.
Okay.
If they were to remember them.
So everybody out there, had we taken Maria's two answers, put them together, and found an average, we would have come up with age seven, the correct answer. So you missed by three on both sides of the scale. Good job.
Oh, then I was in perfect balance.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I didn't say on average, now make up the difference between the real answer and what you answered wrong, but you would have had it if that was the way we did it. All right, what's yours, Maria? What do you got for me?
Why does this happen? Why do they have bridesmaids? Like what started the tradition of starting bridesmaids, of having bridesmaids at a wedding?
Let's see. Being as we're in a ghost video, I obviously have to think along those lines. And some of the oldest continuous cultures that we have in the world are actually Asian cultures. And I do know that Asians like to name their children different names, like water, river, mountain, so that ghosts and spirits can't.
This like, is bridesmaids.
Onto them. No, I'm getting there. This is a whole cyclical thing. I'm going to get there.
Okay, so at the age of five, I remember.
If you're going to name your kids something else so spirits don't come to them and basically get to them, I'm going to guess that bridesmaids are made so the spirits go after them instead of going after the bride.
Ooh. So it is designed to not only confuse the evil spirits, but also robbers. So it was designed, but they used to dress the same. Like they used to have bride-like gowns. Yeah.
So you're telling me I got it right.
Yes, you do. And it wasn't for moral support like we do right now. And it wasn't for the photos. It really had, and it had to do a lot with the traditions of they will take a bride. So it was part of that tradition.
Yeah, I know certain cultures actually have like a kidnapping thing where they take the bride and you have to go get her. There's a lot of other stuff to it.
Exactly. So this is the simple version to protect them against evils and bad wishes.
Okay.
That people, when they will go to the celebration, they actually won't focus on the bride. Yes. So they didn't get all that bad energy.
It's the opposite of today. Bride gets all the focus. Back then, you wanted her to get none of the focus.
Or very little bad energy, yes.
I did not know the answer to that. I literally just pulled that out of my yes. Okay, so.
Well, we're talking about ghosts and evil spirits.
Yeah. But it could have been anything. I mean, it could have been so, like, fish will come to them as good luck in the afterlife. I mean, just because it was ghost doesn't mean that it was going to be what I said.
Okay.
All right, everybody. Last one. So there are four ghosts in Pac-Man, and they're all programmed differently. And I didn't know this, actually. The different colored ghosts are all programmed differently. Different colors. Can you tell me either the colors of the ghosts, the names of the ghosts, or what they're programmed to do? Triple level question for people, because some people have more knowledge than others about Pac-Man. Maria, do you know either any of the colors of the ghosts? Let's start there.
First of all, I did read something about it. And when I was a kid, I used to play it, but I didn't pay attention.
Okay.
So I read something about it, but I didn't pay attention. And I think one of them was red or pink.
Okay.
Blue and yellow.
Okay.
I'm going to go with that.
There's four ghosts. Maria is going with red, pink, blue, and yellow. And the answer is red, pink, blue, and orange. So you got three out of four.
I missed the orange.
So they did have names, actually. And I don't know if they were named within the game itself, but there was a lot of Pac-Man cartoons and stuff that came out after the fact. And
but I thought also some of them did this, the others did that, the other did this. Oh, like there was a pattern.
That was going to be the next part of the question.
Okay, okay.
Do you want to answer the names first or what you think?
No, go for the names.
What's that?
You go for the names. Go for it.
All right. Okay. So you just want me to tell everybody out there? I'll give you just another second for the names if everybody knows the. All right. So the red ghost
is Red. Blinky.
No, Blinky. The pink ghost, I know it's so creative, everybody.
Flopsy.
No, Pinky. Blinky Pinky. You guys probably see a pattern at this point. Blue is Inky. So we got Blinky, Pinky, and Inky. And orange is Clive.
He's my favorite then, Clive.
Okay. And if you guys want to know what they're actually programmed to do, so basically the red one, Blinky, chases you. It's just wherever you go, it's going. The pink one tries to position itself in front of you. So it tries to anticipate what route you're taking and then get in front of you. The blue one basically does the same thing, but it kind of does it behind you. So it's considered an ambush. So it kind of tries to guess, all right, well, if the pink one's coming from here, he's probably going to turn around and then he'll turn right into me. So that is what the blue one
tries to do. If you were to go towards him, towards blue, then will they have to switch or they just counteract?
I didn't get that far into the mechanics of it. I apologize. And then the orange one is random. So basically chase, block, block, random.
Well, with the name Clive and not Inky, Pinky, Stinky, or Winky.
Yes. Yeah, you remembered all those names perfectly correct, Maria. That was exactly what I said they were. All right, everybody. Hopefully you had a good time and a nice little Halloween warm-up. We are going to be back before Halloween with a specific Halloween fact episode. Already started doing some of the research on that. It's actually going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of really cool stuff out there. That and it's candy orientated stuff too. And then you've got ghosts and goblins and traditions. And there's a lot of fun stuff about Halloween out there. Thank you so much for joining, guys. Please do us a favor and click the subscribe button. If you've gotten this far, then you probably have, I don't know, enjoyed the show a little bit. So subscribe for us. And like I said, if you're interested in like animal facts and stuff, you can jump over to our other channel, Wild Chats, where we do the animal facts stuff over there and a fun animal podcast. And now we're going to jump on over to the after show on Patreon. So if you guys are members, jump over there and we will see you in a minute. And if you are not, we will see you guys next time. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Bye.